It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $202 this morning on the Kathy Romano Show for the impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? Janet, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
They talk to themselves.
We talk to ourselves. We talked about this on the air yesterday.
We did.
That Laura and I are known to talk to ourselves.
And you know what is so funny? Yesterday, I was outside doing a little bit of yard work, and I caught myself going, is that a weed or is it a plant? Do I pull this out of the ground? Out loud, Bobby, after I said yesterday, I don't actually talk to myself.
Yeah, I don't do it.
Turns out, I do.
You do. Got it, Janet.
Sorry, Janet.
Thank you.
But we love that you're listening. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Bye.
Have a great day. Yeah, totally talking to myself, wondering if it's a weed or a plant, and I don't know if I should pull it out. It's huge.
And you caught yourself, and you immediately said, oh, my gosh, I'm doing it.
Yep.
Well, just like yesterday, I wasn't drinking enough water, and I thought about it, and I went, oh, gosh, Kathy's mom would be so mad at me right now. I've never met her, but she'd be so mad. Drink your water.
She should. I should bring her in one morning so you guys can meet her.
Come on in.
She'll bring you a case of water.
I love it.
888-333-B101. Keep your guesses for the impossible question coming this morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is for $202?
Hello, how you doing?
Good. What do you think it is, Sean?
I think you were born on the same year.
Bobby and Laura?
Laura and I were born in the same year. Now, I'm younger than Laura, so there's no way that would happen, Sean. Not it.
I was going to say, poor Laura.
By younger, I'm 12 years older than Laura, so just FYI.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were older, Bobby. I'm sorry.
I am. I'm 12 years older than Laura. I was just kidding.
Yeah, he is older.
Yep.
All right, Sean, have a great day.
I'm the oldest on the show.
Wait, are they? Okay, so Brett and Laura are out. We are going to we'll tell you exactly where they are. But Laura is in the show sheet. We can see. It's a Google document, so we can see it. And she just put rude after you said.
She just put rude. Oh, yeah, she did. In real time, she wrote rude. Oh, that's pretty funny.
All right, let's go to Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say they made their first Holy Communion.
Made our first Holy Communion. I did make a first Holy Communion. And on the show sheet, I see that, Laura did as well.
I grew up in a very religious family. I have a very religious mother. I also made my communion.
And Brett, they say on here, he also did. All four of us made communion. Wow. We're all angels, aren't we?
Sorry, Kim. Yeah. Good guess, but...
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Yeah, it's the angels of B101.
Of course it is. Yes.
What happened in the later years?
Yeah, not true at all. My gosh.
All right, let's go to Nina. She'll be the last guest for this round. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
What's your guess? What do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common?
I think they're ticklish.
Bobby and Laura are ticklish. All right, I'm going to text Laura here. Laura, are you ticklish? Also, this is not an HR violation. This is an impossible question. See what she says here.
And Bobby, are you?
I am very ticklish.
You are?
I am very ticklish. Yep. I mean, Elise will just like get me a little bit on the side and I'm like, all the time. I am. It's bad. Oh, yep. She says, yes. Laura is also ticklish. Thank you for clarifying. So I don't have to go to Cynthia and HR. So perfect. Kathy?
I am actually ticklish as well. And I would imagine, I have to imagine that Brett is.
Our Brett is absolutely
He's
ticklish.
Definitely ticklish.
There's no doubt about it.
All right. So that means we're going to do it again at 9:10. $202. We have Bobby and Laura have this in common. Think about it. What do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common? Brett and I do not have this in common with them.
At all. So we'll do an update after this, give a little update of where they are, where Brett and Laura are going, and maybe we'll check in with them in a little bit.
Yes,
right?
It's hot out. We want to cool you off with some Rita's gift cards this morning. If you are in the Conshohocken area, we have a chance for you to pick up some gift cards, so make sure you're listening. We've got $202 for the impossible question this morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
My thought is that they worked as interns.
Interns. I absolutely was an intern. I loved my internship. I learned so much.
Where were you an intern?
I was an intern at the same place that you started back in the day, Y100 in Philadelphia, over there in Media PA back in the day. I was there, but Kathy.
Get out. Well, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I was, 1996 and 97.
Okay.
Did my summer internships there, and it was before you got
I was
over
still
there.
In elementary school.
Oh, stop it. You were not. But Kathy, I think you were an intern, right?
I was an intern. So sorry, Linda. That is not correct.
Okay. Well, thanks. It's always great to talk to you guys. Have a great day.
Oh, great to talk to you, Linda. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
I was an intern at UPN 57. Do you remember that TV station?
I remember UPN 57.
Ralph Fox was the anchor, and there was a woman over there named Shelley. She was the producer of the show, and I was interning there, and they actually said to me one day, they're like, hey, do you want to go out and do a story, like do an actual story? And I was like, I guess. And so that was like my first foot in the door with on-air work. And they actually ended up, they just did it as like so I could have for my reel, but they actually ended up airing it on the station.
Look at you.
I know. So basically, Ralph and Shelley got me into this industry. So you can thank them, Bobby.
Thanks, Ralph. Thanks, Shelley. Hope everyone's doing great.
Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? For $202, Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not have this in common with them. What is it? We have Denise on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. I think they can wiggle their ears, but you cannot.
Okay, I definitely can't wiggle my ears.
All right, we're going to try this right now.
All right, Bobby.
Even though it's radio, a great radio bit, I'm going to...
Wait, your ears are wiggling. I'm not kidding.
I can wiggle them.
Your eyebrows are going nuts, too, but
whatever I can do, it's something.
Your ears are actually moving.
All right. Well, I can wiggle them.
But that's not the answer.
But that's not it.
We don't have Brett and Laura here. They're on their way back from the Ritas that they were at this morning. Yeah. But Denise, sorry, not the correct answer.
But Denise, hey, you did get something. You got me to look like a moron, and that's fine. That's a win right there.
Well, then I do, too, because I can wiggle my ears.
All right. There you go.
Have a great day, Denise.
Thanks, you too. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
We didn't need Denise to make you look like a moron.
No, that's true. Thank you, Kathy Romano.
Let's go to Carrie. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
Okay, I'm not quite sure how this conversation went a couple weeks ago, but I think it's Bobby and Laura, do not let that gas get low in the car.
Do not let the gas get low in the car. So
yeah, I know.
Am.
Bobby didn't let it get past a half.
Yes.
And Laura, I can't remember where she was, but she's got little ones. And I know when mine were little, I never wanted to take that chance.
Well,
now
absolutely.
That I'm older, yesterday I was driving my daughter to school at a line above E.
Well, Carrie, Laura actually drove in this morning with her fuel tank on low fuel.
Yeah.
She told us off the air, we sent them out to Rita's and she's like, I can't drive. I don't have any gas in my car.
No gas in my car.
So sorry, that's not the correct answer.
Okay, I'll try again.
All right, try again. Have a great day, Carrie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Last guess of the morning. We're going to go to Joya. Now, if she gets it correct, obviously, she'll get that $202. If she gets it wrong, that means tomorrow morning it's going to be $303. Joya, what's your guess?
Hi, good morning. My guess is two of you like the warm weather and the other two do not.
So Laura and I are loving the warm weather, but Kathy and Brett love that cold weather. I do love some warm weather.
We know that. You lived in Orlando.
I lived in Orlando for 15 years.
I do actually like the cold weather. I love like cold weather activities, and I do like traveling to cold weather destinations, but I love the summer. I'm a summer birthday. Like, I have to like summer.
Yeah, gotta love the summer. Joya,
sorry.
That's okay. Thanks so much.
All right, have a great day.
But that means $303 tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, $303. We'll do it at 7:10, 9:10, as we do every day. Thank you to Brett and Laura. They're actually not back yet. We sent them out this morning. They gave away Rita's gift cards to B101 listeners. So thank you to them for going out and doing that. And thank you to all of the people that stopped by and grabbed a Rita's gift card. Enjoy your Rita's. Stay cool today. It's going to be very hot. And because we sent both of our producers out today, a decision we probably won't ever make again, we don't have a clip of the day, but I do have this button. And in honor of Cher's 80th birthday.
Whoa, it's me, Cher.